Blog Talk Radio.
I'll suffer in the flesh to get my reward in the end, cause my friend, the righteous gon' win. So if your eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it away. A dismemberment is better than a lake, now try his ways. Cause yours sees the agony of ecstasy is what you want. Y'all got the recipe, told her y'all for blessing me with a sound mind and eyes to see. These demons using people to get next to me. Come on, demon, I wish you would test me. I'm feeling good like a Hebrew shield, you can't stress me. When he left me and couldn't find rest, he came back and found me, cleansed up and dressed me. I keep Baba Yah's spirit, but he wasn't trying to hear. Left and came back with seven more wicked than me. This is spiritual war, my spiritual sword, which is the word of God, what I use to close the door. Sound the alarm, this is spiritual war. Put on your armor before you get knocked to the floor. We wrestle not against flesh, but wickedness in high places. That shapeshift, you need to get unplugged from the matrix. Sound the alarm, this is spiritual war. Put on your armor before you get knocked to the floor. We wrestle not against flesh, but wickedness in high places. That shapeshift, you need to get unplugged from the matrix.
Spiritual warfare, demons take cover when y'all's there. Today my eyes clear, yesterday I was out there. Lost and blind, thinking I'm seeing the whole time. But everything I learned from my youth was all lies. We all tried to be righteous, but with no guidance from the word of Yah, we ended up lifeless. A valley of dry bones, going buck wild on the street corners. The prisoners are home, our women rule over us, the children oppress us. Our leaders don't lead, they just fleece and deceive us. Got a friend of Jesus, but who would believe us? We bring the truth, but our people don't receive us. Oh well, if they lost, shake the dust off my shoes and walk off to the next soul that's out here lost. Tell them put down the cross and leave the Christian church. It might hurt, but the lake would be much, much worse.
Sound the alarm, this is spiritual war. Put on your armor before you get knocked to the floor. We wrestle not against flesh, but wickedness in high places. That shapeshift, you need to get unplugged from the matrix. Sound the alarm, this is spiritual war. Put on your armor before you get knocked to the floor. We wrestle not against flesh, but wickedness in high places. That shapeshift, you need to get unplugged from the matrix.
Flesh and blood stands before your eyes on the physical, but on the spiritual, these demons trying to get at you. I feel it in my tissues, I got issues. David trying to creep back up, I thought I ditched dude. Left him in a pool to rot with the mildew. What I would do, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. Shaul, I feel you. You got a dot of sin on the daily just to get through. You better get a clue. The Father showed you his truth. Don't get seduced by a spirit that's against you. Speaking kind words, playing on your carnal mind. Leafy Hebrews fall for this every time. We keep it straight through at IH at all times. So going on, hot time. You can't steal our shalom. Shalom to OB. Shalom to Moshe. Shalom Yehudite. We rep IH.
Sound the alarm. This is spiritual war. Put on your armor before you get knocked to the floor. We wrestle not against flesh, but wickedness in high places. That shapeshift, you need to get unplugged from the matrix. Sound the alarm. This is spiritual war. Put on your armor before you get knocked to the floor. We wrestle not against flesh, but wickedness in high places. That shapeshift, you need to get unplugged from the matrix.
To set up our music thing, Israelite dancers, keep you rocking with a swing, awaiting the return of the king. And then in the jungle, the mooring, those who daily need me, fall before him. For it shall be when the Oshua return, all wicked hearts are going to burn. He is a warrior, Israelite soldier, working every day just to please my creator. Bringing that food until the flesh kind. Our praises go to your El Shaddai. Heart of a warrior, Israelite soldier. Working every day just to please my creator. Bringing that food until the flesh kind. Our praises go to your El Shaddai. Singing it far and me singing it wide. Bread is my food and it don't leave my side. In his commands and laws I abide. For corrupted living is what I abide. I'm an Israelite, yes I am a soldier. Yes I am brave but I don't leave my armor. Riding through the valley of death, it's full of danger. Spiritual warfare, me no afraid. Enemies are on the left and on the right. But I never fear God, that is my might. Sitting from afar with my spiritual sight. Full of battle scars, so we learn how to fight. And the spiritual before the physical. Assassin was psychological. It's a criminal wanted for treason. Israelite soldier, right to your season. Heart of a warrior, Israelite soldier. Working every day just to please my creator. Singing that tune until the flesh kinds. Our praises go to Yahya Shaddai. Heart of a warrior, Israelite soldier. Working every day just to please my creator. Singing that tune until the flesh kinds. That tell Joshua to be brave and strong. And it was time for them to enter the land. Joshua just be courageous and true. Almighty abide by the Hebrews. Some of them are snooze and they battle them are lose. Some confused, don't know which road to choose. Some of them weak till them can't even speak. Real warriors don't play hide and seek. Watch them around with them to say we are come. Army of darkness must get chopped down. They want to be sweet, try manifest sweet. But them cannot touch because I'm a lying blessed sweet. All you got to do, man, is be smart. Just and obey, I buy a family talk. You can move mountains from your talk. Keep the love of Baba Yah in your heart. Heart of a warrior, Israelite soldier. Working every day just to please my creator. Singing that sword until the flesh kinds. Our praises go to Yahya Shaddai. Heart of a warrior, Israelite soldier. Working every day just to please my creator. Singing that sword until the flesh kinds. Our praises go to Yahya Shaddai.
Here we go on this track, come on. About to rock another trash with attack, come on. We'll be here standing tall, the practices like an art. It came to be, it felt to be like the sauce in the heart. We'll be here by a mouth, but the act contradict. Playing around with the truth, as if they were some kids. Yo, I'm bringing this fire, only types to stand. I didn't live without you turning off the waste command. Jeremiah 51, y'all battle-ass. Have no need to fear, we are built to clash. Playing around, falling down like some dominoes. Get it right, stand up or it's beyond your toes. Cause before you know, the adversary will sneak. Get away from me, devil, yeah, you better retreat. I got the heart of a warrior, so why do I need a transplant? Shopping for perfection, forever deep sermon.
Heart of a warrior, Israelite soldier. Working every day just to please my creator. Singing that tune until the flesh kinds. Our praises go to Yahya Shaddai. Heart of a warrior, Israelite soldier. Working every day just to please my creator. Singing that tune until the flesh kinds. Our praises go to Yahya Shaddai.
Yeah, yeah, ah, oh, yeah, yeah, ah, oh, yeah, yeah, ah, oh, yeah. Hey, look, yeah, yeah, look, I said, this is it, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this it, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this it, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this it, what? This is it, what? This the last captivity, ain't gon' be no more servitude. Genesis 16:13, gon' come true very soon. Curses will be over in 2019. Pray I'm still alive, cause it's gon' be a beautiful thing to see and be a part of. Cause it mean we getting closer to repairing our nation and take our rightful places like we supposed to be, to see the kingdom and get out this bondage called slavery. Tired of being broke and being at the bottom. We supposed to be the head and we barely got a dollar. Can't pay our bills and can barely feed our sons and daughters. Without y'all, we wouldn't even make it to see tomorrow. So I know he got our back when times get tough. Cause for the righteous, y'all shows nothing but love. So keep your head up and forget what they say. Cause y'all will provide, oh yes, he will like always. So know that all this pain will come to an end. So keep the faith in y'all and not in men. This is it, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this it, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this it, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this it, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? This is it, what? We were led by Yehoshua, the general, the first time. Peep the game, cause y'all gon' do it again a second time. Cause y'all works in patterns. In case you ain't know, oh yeah, if you ain't know, huh, now you know. Abba Yah ain't forgot about his people. He just whooping us so we could fly high like an eagle and soar above the nations. And once again, take our rightful places as a mighty nation. He made us to be, but we disobeyed. That's why we in captivity follow the ways of the heathens. That's what not to do, but only a remnant gon' get it. And do what it do and turn back to Yah. Pleading for forgiveness for being ignorant and doing pagan traditions, and became a righteous servant and started to witness and let the people know what they really missing. This is it, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? This is it, what? This is it, oh yeah, yeah, this is it. We know the truth now, boy, yeah, it's legit. I salivate reading the word and on the mic I spit. When the rule, I get the flow and ain't no stopping it. Y'all get all the praises and the esteem. He the one that give the gift, I'm the one he used to bring. Professing the truth, cause that's my job. This is what, let me hear you applaud. Yeah, applaud. Clap, 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 clap. Captivity almost over and then it's a wrap. Free at last is what Yisrael gon' shout. They gon' pick the movement, wanna know what it's about. And we gon' tell them what it's really about, so they can know who we represent when we out. So once again, yeah, once again, keep the faith in Yah. And not in man. This is it, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? The last captivity, we gon' be in this shit, what? The last
Yeah. Hey, and Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there in Radio Land. How y'all doing? How y'all feel? How y'all be? Y'all know what it is, man. You know what time it is. You know what we're here to do. So for about the next hour and a half or thereabouts, we will be providing a hostile takeover of these here radio waves, man. And tonight's show, man, we're speaking about order out of chaos. But y'all know how it is, man. I can't do it alone. You know what I'm saying? My Akbo Az is indisposed right now. You know what I'm saying? The Ak is... you know, he's doing a reconnaissance mission. He's trying to teleport back from Florida right now to give us a live update of all the goings on that's down there. So we're waiting for the Ak to teleport back so we can get back and give us a righteous report. But until then, my friends, we got Aki Joshiah Ben Yisrael holding it down on the ones and twos. That's our producer extraordinaire. So if you call in this show, which is a live call-in show, the number, by the way, is area code 319-527-6302. Kind of had a stammer for a second there. But yeah, that number again is area code 319-527-6302. You'll be thrown in the host queue. If you want to speak, just go ahead and press that one on your touchpad. You'll be thrown in the queue with the man with the $50,000 voice. Or you know what? The $50 million voice, Aki Teddy P, Joshiah Ben Yisrael. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, big homie. What up?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Mike. Shabbat Shalom. How you doing? And Shabbat Shalom to all the people out there, all the family that's out there listening. We want to say hallelujah, and it's going to be a great show. Glad y'all are able to tune in and join us bringing in the Shabbat. It's definitely going to be a great show. And like the Ak said, our Ak Boaz is out doing some recon. He'll definitely be back in for a minute with that fire for you guys. So just sit tight, and this, like you said, this is a live calling show. So if you have a call, just hit us on the number and press 1, and I'll get you definitely up with the host. Torah, fam. Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, hallelujah. That's how we do, fam. So, yeah, man, go ahead and if the spirit moves, man, go ahead and do so and reach out and give us a call. Again, the number is area code 319-527-6302. And as always, you're listening to the Spiritual Warfare Radio Show. Brought to you by Israelite Heritage Radio Network. Yeah, man, order out of chaos. Chaos, chaos, chaos. we are definitely in some chaotic times. And for those who may not be learned or versed in the scriptures, man, it could be very, very, very troublesome. But we who understand the scriptures and we who see prophecy being unveiled right before our eyes, you know, we say hallelujah because our ancestors, the prophets, they long to see the days that we see. We are seeing the fulfillment of scripture. We are on the tail end of this thing, man. And, you know, it's definitely a blessing, you know, for those who have that sight to see and the ears to hear and the obedience, you know what I'm saying, the steadfastness and the obedience to, you know, to listen to the word of Yah and to govern yourselves accordingly, man. And real quick, I just want to read something from, this is out of the Dictionary of Freemasonry, because a lot of us, I know we've heard of, you know, the whole, oh, order out of chaos, man, that's the Illuminati and so on and so forth. But, you know, what we like to do is give you some tangible understanding, you know, something that you can, you know, not just quotes and, you know, not just, you know, conspiracy type stuff. We want to give you something of substance, you know, and definitely Ruach filled with the spirit of Yah. So check this out, man. And this will shed more light on, you know, the reasoning for tonight's show. Again, you know, this is out of the Dictionary of Freemasonry. This one was written by Robert McCoy, and when you look in the you know, in here in this dictionary, the word order. Now, I definitely want to start there and read the definition of this word order, because it's very interesting, just the wording, and you know, we'll kind of go from there. This is let me go ahead and read this thing. Let me flip back. So I was kind of going back and forth here, but yeah, man. All right, here we go. Order. And it says here, in every order, the spirit of regularity should reign, and more especially in the order of Freemasonry. The master's call to order reminds the brethren of this in every lodge, and each one acknowledges by the sign that he is mindful of his duty. Now, pay attention to this, brothers and sisters, because the wording is very key to the understanding. Let me go back and reread this. It says here, the master's call to order reminds the brethren of this in every lodge, and each one acknowledges by the sign that he is mindful of his duty. Originally, the Society of Freemasons was not an order, but a fraternity. And the name order has been introduced into England in modern times. Now, there's a lot of good understanding in there, brothers and sisters. And I'd like to, in particular, just focus on the middle portions of this explanation of the word order, because, you know, we see the chaotic state, but this is the end game. You see, they're trying to usher in their one world order. They're trying to usher in their, you know, their state of complete lawlessness. Now, when I say lawlessness, I mean devoid and absent of all the laws of Yah. You see, because they have their system of laws, as we're seeing right here, they have a prescribed order. But real quick, let's focus in on this part right here. They say the master's call to order reminds the brethren in every lodge, and each one acknowledges by the sign. Now, of course, we all, you know, see the signs and the handshakes, and everybody can readily identify that. Oh, man, look at that. You know, he doing this or he doing that. He got his hand over his chest or whatever, you know. But do you truly understand what that means? Because, again, contrary to popular belief, the Illuminati is not a group of white men, elderly white men, sitting in a dimly lit room smoking cigars and rubbing their palms, you know, grinning and laughing, looking at, you know, looking at some teleprompter. No, the true Illuminati are the watchers. You know what I'm saying? Are the fallen angels, those wicked angels, right? That is the true Illuminati, right? Because they consider themselves to be illuminated because they have a certain level of knowledge, heavenly knowledge, knowledge of the heavens, right? The Book of Enoch calls this secret knowledge, right? And they share this knowledge. They've shared this knowledge with those whom they deem elect. And this is where you get the order of the Illuminati. So the order of the Illuminati are those human beings whom these angelic entities have deemed worthy, I'll say, you know, through you know, initiation or, you know, whatever type of prescribed ceremonies they have in order for the initiate to be, you know, indoctrinated into their brotherhood, because this is a brotherhood, you know. And they acknowledge their duties, as it says, by these signs, right? Now, that's what we have to pay attention to. What are these signs? And this brings us, you know, full circle here with, you know what I'm saying, the whole purpose of tonight's show when we say order out of chaos, right? Yeah, we understand and we see all the hand signs and gestures and things like that. But again, brothers and sisters, that's strictly the physical. You know, we can't just, you know, continually dwell on the physical, not when scripture tells us to walk in the spirit. And on the spiritual level, we have to see the, you know, the implications of what's going on. Now, as we pivot from this, let's go to, you know, scripture real quick. Let's kind of put ourselves in a timeline from a prophetic standpoint. You know, if you have your scriptures, turn with me. If not, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to read it. It's only one verse. It says here, this is Matthew chapter 24, verses 12. Because you see, brothers and sisters, we have to understand exactly in what time we are, you know, on this spiritual timeline, right? This is Matthew chapter 24, verses 12. And it says, and because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many shall become cold. So now we're starting to see the very beginnings of this lawless state. We haven't seen total lawlessness yet, because you still have, you know, Yah's laws, statutes, and commandments still present, you know, albeit they ignored by the general masses, but you still have them to a certain degree. You know, it's still common knowledge, you know, the dietary law, you know, you know what I'm saying? You still have the Bible there, but you see, brothers and sisters, there's going to come a time to where the Bible is rejected. You know, because according to scripture and according to prophecy, the man of sin will call himself the God of all gods. As a matter of fact, if you keep reading in the book of Matthew chapter 24, you'll see that very prophecy made by the Messiah himself, Yahushua. You know, he says when the abomination of desolation, you know, stands in the temple and announces himself to be worshipped above all that is called Elohim, or all that is called power, or all that is called a god, he is going to pronounce himself the God of all gods. And of course, we, the children of Israel, we know that this is the time, this is our time, because our master has told us when we see that sign that it's time for us to flee. So again, brothers and sisters, that brings us to tonight's topic, order out of chaos, right? They're bringing in their order, but you see, there has to be a certain level of chaos in order for you know what I'm saying, the masses, to accept this new, or not even this new, because this type of lawlessness has been in existence since the beginning, but their new world order. The true new world order will be when Yahushua the Messiah returns. That will be the true new world order, because mankind has been in sin since the very first sin, when our mother and our father, Adam and Hawa, ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So we've been in this state. We've been in this order, right? But as we draw closer to the end, there is going to be a definite increase in lawlessness, which brings me to, you know, of course, some of the more popular topics of conversation that have been in the, you know, been in the media, you know, or been, you know, been circulating. You know, I'll start with the situation that's taken place in Chicago, you know, with the four, you know, with the four Israelite, their children, their babies. The oldest one of them was 24 years old, the young lady, she is 24 years old, but they're all children, you know, they're babies, man. And, you know, I'm not condoning what what they did by no sense of the you know, the imagination. I'm not condoning what they did. Sin is sin, and what they did, you know, that was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because they beat that man, and they did, you know, they did those things to that young man, you know. And this article that I was reading earlier, it was, you know, I found it especially, you know, heartbreaking because the young man in which they beat, you know, he said that he, you know, he looked up to one of the torturers, you know. But you see, brothers and sisters, again, I see past just merely the physical, you know, and I look past, you know, the flesh, because the flesh will have you thinking one way, but you have to see and you have to understand why these things are being allowed by the Almighty Yah, you see. Now, real quick, I'd like to put this in spiritual perspective again, because this is how we see things. Again, we walk by faith and not by sight, right? Because your eyes can and will fail you if you allow them to, right? The physical. Because the physical is not what it seems, right? But if you walk by faith, brothers and sisters, you will never be let down. Because Yah will, if you walk with your faith in Yah, let me specify, right? You will never be let down. So check this out, right? Because when I see those young, you know, those young babies doing these things, I know that there's a reason why they're doing these things. You know, when I see, you know, Israelite men and Israelite women doing things, you know what I'm saying, especially here in these United States, you know, and not only in the United States but abroad, you know, this particular scripture comes to matter or comes to mind. It says here, your sons have fainted. This is the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 51st chapter, beginning with the 20th verse, right? And I'm only going to read the 20th verse. So, again, if you have your, you know, Bibles or your scriptures handy, please, you know, read along. Or if not, you know, just jot it down and you can go back and read it at your leisure, but it will be read in your hearing. Isaiah chapter 51, verses 20, it says, your sons have fainted. They lie at the heads of all streets. Like a gazelle in a net, they are filled, and this is the point right here, that last stanza of this verse, it says, they are filled with the wrath of Yah, the rebuke of your power. You see, what's being shown here, or what's being shown here to us, brothers and sisters, is Yah is trying to get the attention of his people. You see, these things are happening not only here in the United States, but these things are happening the world over. You know, so when I see our people who have been mistreated in this country, and again, I'm not justifying what they did, nor am I condoning what it is that they did. What I am doing as someone who understands scripture is offering scriptural understanding to why they are doing what they are doing. You see, brothers and sisters, again, we have to understand that because there is an absence of the laws of Yah, we are seeing this chaos, this chaotic world being formed. You see, this is what gives us order in this chaotic world, Yah's laws, statutes, and commandments. But again, brothers and sisters, I see, when I look at this, when I see all of the violence that is going on, not only here in these United States again, but the world over, when it comes to the Israelite, when it comes to the Israelite here, right? It says here, your sons have fainted, right? When you faint, you are unconscious, right? You are not aware of what it is that, you know, that may be going on around you, right? Let's look at this real quick. You have fainted. It says here again that they lie at the head of all the streets. The head of all the streets, brothers and sisters, is a corner, right? So we've been on the corners way back when, since the days of Isaiah the prophet. We've been on the corners, spiritually unconscious, right? Because he started this verse off by saying, your sons have fainted, right? So, brothers and sisters, we are in a spiritual state of unconsciousness on the heads of all these streets or on the corners of these streets, any town, USA, and the world over, right? And like it says right here, like a gazelle in the net, what does anything do when it's in the net? It strives for freedom. It bucks, right? Like they say, you going buck wild, right? So you have the Israelite here in the United States and, again, the world over, on the heads of every corner, right? Spiritually unconscious, going buck wild, right? And then the key to this scripture right here and the key to the understanding that I am trying to convey is they are filled with the wrath of Yah, right? So filled with the fury and filled with the wrath of the almighty self-existing power, brothers and sisters, but that power is being misappropriated. That power is being misguided because that the power has not truly been set into its rightful path. So you have all of that power. This, brothers and sisters, is why we're seeing what it is that we're seeing. And what that scripture is talking about, the same that the book of Deuteronomy from the 15th, Deuteronomy chapter 28, from the 15th verse down to the 68th verse, it's talking about the curses that have been pronounced upon the children of Israel because of our disobedience to the Almighty Yah. And it's been going on for thousands of years, brothers and sisters. But you see, we have to understand that all of these things come into play. All of these things are moving us towards this state of complete and total lawlessness. So we, those who have been awakened by the Almighty Yah, we who have our energies in the right direction, so that wrath or that power that has been within us, brothers and sisters, is not misappropriated, but we are using that for positive things. We're using that to let our light shine, right, into this world of darkness. We have to go back and we have to reach down and we have to pull those brothers and sisters who are up, who are in the muck and mire, pull them out of the muck and mire and build them up, right? Because what's so interesting about this is, by the same token, you see this. This is I'll post these things in the chat room, you know, for all of our brothers and sisters who are in the chat room. Hey, Shabbat Shalom and Toda and big ups for everybody coming in tonight. And definitely big ups and Shabbat Shalom to all of our brothers and sisters who have called in. And for those of you who will be listening to this message in the archives, hey, as always, we greet you in the ancient Hebrew words of peace, Shalom, Shalom. Now, this article right here, the young man, Dylan, I believe that's his name, Dylan Roof or whatever, however you say it, the little white kid or Gentile kid who went in that church and shot up those nine Israelites. Check this out. You know, it says here, Dylan Roof, however you say it, is as entrenched in his white supremacist beliefs as ever, even wearing shoes this week with racist symbols drawn on them, an FBI agent testified Friday. So this is today. Rope faces life in prison or execution for killing nine black church members in a rally in a racially motivated attack in 2015. He is representing himself during the sentencing phase of his trial, but so far has not asked jurors to spare his life or cross-examine any witnesses put forth by prosecutors. FBI agent Joseph Hamsky said that Roof wore shoes as recently as Monday when authorities searched Roof's, I'm just going to call him Wolf, Roof's cell in August of 2015 as a part of a suicide watch. They also found a pair of white slip-on sneakers with a cross associated with white supremacy drawn on them. So, again, brothers and sisters, see, we have to understand the spiritual implications in this, right? That man walked in that church and executed nine Israelites. You know, again, what he did, you know what I'm saying, is wrong. Sin is sin. Murder is murder. You know what I'm saying? To treat a brother harshly or to treat, you know, your fellow man harshly is a sin. It's a transgression of God's law. But you see, again, when we have our spiritual eyes open and we're looking at this thing, you know, as Bible believers, again, we're seeing that Yah is trying to get the attention of his people. Like he says in the book of Jeremiah, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her destruction. Yah is trying to separate us from this Babylonian mindset. Yah is trying to separate us from Mystery Babylon, a.k.a. the United States. we have to separate ourselves from this, right? And what I mean when I say separate ourselves from this is we have to be set apart from this society, right? Now, Yahushua told us you can be in the world but not of the world. So I'm not saying go run off in the woods and no crazy stuff like that. But what I am saying is set yourself apart from the lawlessness that is going on. You know, another article, and hey, I see we got Aki Boaz in, Ox, so anytime you want to, man, just go ahead and chime in. But I'll throw this last thing out there, and, you know, you can feel free to comment on it. You know, just talking about a state of lawlessness, you know, this nation is lawless. Now you're going to have transgender police. You know, I was looking at an article earlier saying that transgender police are starting to come out of the, you know, come out of the woodwork, right? So the people who are, you know, supposed to be enforcing their laws, you know what I'm saying? They're transgressing Yah's laws, right? Because Yah say that, you know what I'm saying, homosexuality is an abomination. Yah says that women ought not to, you know, wear men's clothing. You know what I'm saying? You should not wear, you know, you should not wear what pertaineth to a man, both from a spiritual and a physical implications. You know, spiritually, you don't put on the authority of a man as a woman. And physically, you don't wear men's clothing, you know. So, again, we're seeing an increase in the state of lawlessness the world over. And, I mean, heck, we ain't even got on the international issues yet. You know, we're just kind of zooming in and looking at the things that are going on here. Because as you heard us say before, as Mystery Babylon leads the world in lawlessness, the Israelite man and the Israelite woman is in turn leading the world into lawlessness. Look at how the people follow Israelite culture. Just like I was saying before in that article, the young man who those four Israelite kids beat up, the article said that he idolized that guy, his friend. You know, he looked up to him, and the young boy who got beat couldn't understand why someone who he looked up to so much would do that to him. So just imagine if we were leading the world in righteousness, how much of a difference, you know what I'm saying, we could make. You know, I always think about that poem that the last poets do, if you only knew, you know what I'm saying, what you could do. If we only knew the power that we really had within us. You know, so, hey, fam, let's talk about it, man. This is a live call-in show. The number is area code 319-527-6302. Go ahead and call in if you feel, man. But what you think about this, Akibo? Hey, it's Shabbat Shalom, big homie, by the way. What up?
Hey, what up, though? Hey, Shabbat Shalom, fam. Shabbat Shalom, Akin, Aki Moshe, Aki Tushai, and all the fam out there listening, man. A lot going on, man. A lot going on. I ain't want to interrupt, man. You're going to roll right there. Covered a whole lot, you know. So, hey, looking at that Trump supporter, that whole transgender police officer, that's the one that's in San Diego, right?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. Okay. Let me double tap. Let me click on it real quick and make sure, just to be on the safe side. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I believe that's the one that was in San Diego, Officer Garcia.
Well, no, this says this is Seattle.
Oh, it's another one. Wow.
Apparently,
know,
so
hey,
that's why.
What?
Yeah, when you said yeah. Yeah,
you know
this
what?
Guy
this,
is actually.
This... Go ahead.
No, I said this guy's actually coming out. It's two. Let me just read this. I just kind of threw it out there, just as like, you know. But check this out. It says two local transgender cops, one a Seattle police officer and the other a Kane County sheriff's deputy, are the subjects of an HBO documentary. Vice News Tonight's correspondent Caroline, Modarcy Tirhani interviewed the Seattle police officer Tori Newburn and the King County Sheriff's Department Deputy Jamie Deere for the show. Newburn is the first openly transgender cop on Seattle's force. She, because I'm not going to call him a he, she has already begun his transition to a male when she enrolled in the police academy back in 2014. So, yeah, this is, you know, a documentary that they're going to do. And it's so crazy, man, because, you know, it's like one of the, I believe it was the elder, Bedia, he had posted in one of the group meetings, he's talking about, like, man, a dog got more rights here in this country, because if you kill a dog and that dog is a police officer dog, you finna die or go to jail and spend the rest of your life there. Heck, Mike Vick wasn't even fighting the dogs. It was just his crib. And look at what they did to him.
Yeah, man. Put him away for 2 years. It was just his crib, man. Killing dogs. You know, see, now, cause we know according to Torah, man, y'all tell us don't muzzle the ox while he's shredding the grain. If you take a bird, don't take the eggs. Don't take the bird, leave the eggs, and leave the chicks, you know, without a mother. And so we're supposed to be, don't cook a goat in his mother's milk. Yah wants us to be kind to his other creations. We get it. You know, but still, they're not sons of Adam. You know what I mean? And Mike is, you know, doing all that time for dog fights. And like you said, it was just his crib. His boys was really doing everything. He was just like, he just couldn't shake the nigga. The nigga set. You know what I mean? And so he just let them go ahead and do their thing. It was really them, you know? He went ahead and did that time. But, man, this is bananas, this transgender thing. You know, that get popped and locked and get sent to the precinct, and that walk into the room talking about some, let me strip search you. You know, it's like, what do you do? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, where do I go? What do I do? Who are you? What are you? You know?
Exactly.
It's about to be some crazy times out here, man. I'm taken aback by that one, but I was listening to you earlier when you were talking about the Trump supporter being tortured and whatnot. Man, and even like the shooting in Florida, and I don't know what this cat is, man. You know, he looked like Ricky Ricardo, but then he looked like a DeBarge as well. I don't know what he is, man. He could be a brute. I don't know.
He's from Puerto Rico, so chances are
he got some of that Jacob blood in him, you know.
Okay.
And so it's just like, wow, man. You know, like we got Bruce torturing Trump supporters, Bruce shooting up, you know, Florida Airlines, man. I mean, it just really brings back to mind, you know, the scriptures, what Yah said Israel was going to be doing, what Yah said Israel was going to be doing, rather. You know, Deuteronomy 28 and 37, you know, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations, where Yah shall lead thee, you know. And hey, you may say, you know what, that's cool, but you know, this ain't happening in all nations. This is happening in the U.S. Well, the U.S. is a replica, is a melting pot of all nations. That's why every nation's flag is up in New York at the United Nations. So even if it's just happening here, that's still a representation of all nations, right? Jeremiah 24:9, you know. Yah says, I will make them abhorrent and an offense to all kingdoms of the earth, a reproach and a byword, a curse and an object of ridicule wherever I banish them. So, you know, the Trump supporters, the Trump supporters are, you know, causing race riots online, you know, race fights online. It's this whole backlash against Black Lives Matter. You know, the brushing up the airlines in Florida is causing a horror to those people. You know, I mean, 13 wounded, right? Right? So,
Ken,
I mean, that's horrific. It's horrific to see somebody come out the airport, you know, and come out shooting like that, man, and just popping people, man. It's unbelievable, you know. That has to be horrifying. So, truly, Israel, you are truly a horror and an astonishment in every single place that Yah sent you and driven you out. The curses that are upon you are being unleashed and affecting other people too, just like the righteousness that you're supposed to bring was supposed to be a blessing to everyone else as well. You know, but 13 wounded. You think there's any significance to that?
Okay.
Number 13, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. And as we were it's funny, as we were going back and forth in the group meet, you know, this is the new normal. Prepare for this is the new normal. And as you know, as a matter of fact, this is the start. This is what, again, getting back to the whole order out of chaos thing, this is going to become the new normal, and this is going to be justification for them to bring in their one world order. You know what I'm saying? Where the world is going to be united against a common enemy. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, that enemy is going to be the children of Israel. But until we get to that point, when the man of sin comes into, you know, comes into fullness, and he's revealed, you know, before all the sons and daughters of Adam, you know, this chaotic state has to take place. And what's so prevalent about it, and you know, I'm glad that you continually, you know, mentioned the curse, or the curses upon the children of Israel, because that plays a major role in this. Again, because, you know, we have been out of order in the eyesight of Yah, this thing has been perpetuated, and it's continually moving, you know, until we get to that total chaotic state. And then they bring in their, you know, which is their one world order. Then it gets, you know, the man of sin will, you know, rule for his 3.5 years. Then the true new world order will be brought into being when Yahushua the Messiah returns. So again, all of these things that are taking place have to take place, and it's been prophesied that they will take place, but it's all being done, you know, leading up to the return of Messiah. And what's so beautiful about this, Aki, is we that truly who have eyes to see and ears to hear, this is why we can't take a day off. This is why we can't get relaxed. We can't, you know, lose hope or lose faith or lose, you know, lose ground in this war, because all of all of creation is waiting for us. You know what I'm saying? And we who have our, you know, our boots laced, so to speak, man, we have to keep it going. But hey, Ak, we got a caller here on the line, man. We got Aki Creedell up there, where you at, man, in Detroit. So let's go ahead and bring the Ak in, man. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Big Ak, what's going on?
Shabbat Shalom, fam. Mine kind of racing, man, because, you know, when I first saw it, it was like some of us was thinking, well, I'm talking about the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting. It was a couple of things that came to mind. Like, you know, like they put a lot of things in these video games or whatever. And I'm like, dang, like, how did they get that in there? So I learned, I've been watching CNN all day. And, you know, when you watch those type of outlets, they contradict themselves a lot. So it seemed like what they were trying to force on us was, at first they said what we're seeing right now, when they had the panic, that it was a drill. This is how it's supposed to go. They're prepared, you know, if something like this happens. So what we were witnessing was a drill. Now, I remember seeing a bus that they had those people come out of, and it was, at first they said it was Terminal 4. So they put those people on the bus. That's when they were taking people to the hospital, the ambulances, everybody was, you know, the procedure or whatever. Protocol, I guess, if you will. Also, the thing that just really tripped me out, it was like, so when they took those people to the hospital, man, they let a whole plane just fly off. They was like, okay, that's one plane, and I believe it was two, but I know it was one for sure. They just let the plane take off, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know where it went, but they let the plane take off the runway. Now, right there, that made me kind of suspicious. Like, when something like that happened, why would you let a plane go? You know, that could have been, I watch a lot of Blacklist and stuff like that, because, you know, they put all their business in those shows, you know, how arrogant they are. But I know for sure that they let a plane go. That could have been, you know, if it was a real shooter, you know, how they got this little Manchurian Kennedy thing going on. They could have let whoever, you know, to leave off on the plane. Secondly, with that video game Call of Duty, it was some Russians that came in and did it. Now we start hearing about Vladimir Putin lately coming out and saying that that they set off a cyber attack, Hillary Clinton, as far as the emails and all that. He said it, you know, with no problem, you know, and they already been playing Battleship, you know, sending Russian ships in the Philippines. So I just wanted to chime in and say something about that. Because it's just getting really weird.
So, what's funny about that, the plane thing you mentioned, the plane taking off and whatnot, is that, I don't know if you remember this, but during 9/11, and this is facts, y'all. Y'all can look this up. This is true. Supposedly, Osama bin Laden, you know, set the towers on fire and burnt them down, so on and so forth. Do you know that there were more than 30 members of the bin Laden family that were in the United States that were allowed to leave while all other planes were grounded and go back to Saudi Arabia? This is a true story, fam. Look it up for yourself.
I remember it.
So, yeah, so I'm just speaking to how you were talking about how the plane took off and whatnot, and like, okay, like what's really happening here, you know? So, yeah, that just came to my mind.
Oh, and one more other thing. The body count. Now, that was funny when you were saying the body count, like 13. Now, at first they were saying it was like 11 wounded, then 3, right? They were saying 3 dead. So then they said it was 11. It was 11. The body count went up to, no, the body count went up to 15. Those 11. No. The body count went up to 5. It was 11 and 5. But then, you know, as I watched it an hour later, they said more were wounded. When they were trying to find the second shooter, that's when it would end up being 13 wounded and 5 dead. Like, okay, like, how did that happen? And then it just looked like it was so scripted, because when they showed, I was wondering like this. I was like, okay, yeah, this is what I was trying to get to. Okay, why was nobody going on Facebook Live or Instagram Live? Like, why wasn't they showing what was going on? It's hundreds of people out there. This one guy, he started to say in one of those other shows, but I guess Wolf Blitzer, he was saying that his phone, a lot of people's phone were on airplane mode. And you know how you get an Amber Alert? It'll, like, wake everybody up around your area or whatever. He said it was something like that. That, you know, went to everybody's phone, letting them know what was happening, what was going on. But it just seems like an EMP to me if nobody just started to use their phone, you know. And only people that were able to use their phone and show footage was the people that was contacting the anchors. So you got one friend that you went to high school with, and like how Aki Moshe said, you know, how do you already have somebody, you know, at the scene, you know, like one of the media people. But I relinquish after that. Sorry.
Okay, man. Okay, so now there was a lot of stuff that we threw out there, Akeem. So let's take it step by step, and let's look and see spiritually. Now, I'm glad that you brought up the 9/11 thing, Aki Boaz, because there are correlations. Now, first thing, the death is real. You know what I'm saying? Those, you know, how many ever people they say died, those people, the breath of life is gone from them, and you know they are no more. So again, death in itself is sad. But again, as we're, you know, as we speak about these things and as we're talking about, you know, this order out of chaos, that's what you saw. You saw a chaotic state. You know what I'm saying? You saw a total state of chaos. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be fabricated or whether it be, you know, actual validity to this, the young brood doing it or whatever. But the underlying point of it is that it was a chaotic state. Now, I'm also glad that you talked about Russia as well, because not in regards to in regards to the email hacking, right? Because one of the anchors, I think it was the Gentile woman, Erin Burnett or whatever, who does Out in Front, you know, she basically said that this could be seen as an act of war. You know what I'm saying? Now let's get into some of the more weightier matters, you know, of these things. Now, let's just say if this thing was done, because like you said, the bin Ladens were allowed to fly. They were allowed to leave. I can actually give a testimony of when I was over in Kosovo during 2001. The entire base that I was on, Camp Bondsteel was on lockdown. We couldn't call home. We couldn't, you know, all we could do was just watch the little TV that we had, and all we saw was the same image that everybody else saw of the plane slamming into the buildings. Now, with that being said, we had the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, because this was a multinational brigade. We had, we were in MNB East, Multinational Brigade East, and MNB West was in Pristina, I think it was. We were in southern Macedonia, and Pristina was like, you know, somewhere else. But anyway, cut a long story short, the United Arab Emirates, right, all of them who were on that base with us, they were allowed to leave. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But, you know, we had to stay. We had to stay on that base. But when that happened, they were allowed to leave. Now, the reason they gave us was because, of course, you know, fear of reprisal. You know what I'm saying? Instantaneously associating them with, you know what I'm saying, with the terrorists or whatever who allegedly attacked. So I say all of that to say this, brothers and sisters. That's the order out of the chaos. They give you these chaotic events. You know what I'm saying? Whether they be, you know, whether they be fabricated like 9/11, you know what I'm saying? Or if there's some validity behind the things, the point behind it is that it was allowed to happen. And the reason why it happened, that's what we focus on. You know what I'm saying? We focus on why they allowed it to happen. And again, in keeping with tonight's topic, it brings about their order out of the chaos in which they are aspiring to create. Now, one interesting thing, Aki, I was just looking. This was on Yahoo. I want to say Yahoo News. I got this, but it says United States dropped more bombs in Obama's final year of office than in 2015 altogether. You know what I'm saying? So his final year in office, they dropped more bombs than they did in the whole year. You know what I'm saying? And than they did in 2015.
Not the Nobel Peace Prize winner. Yep. Not him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you see, this Nobel Peace Prize winner, he actually implemented a new type of warfare, drone warfare. He's the first president to ever use drones to kill people. You know what I'm saying? Not to hit hard targets or not to hit, you know, not to strike like, you know, he sent them to kill people. You know what I'm saying? So you go into your drone flying, and then all of a sudden, shaboom, you know, bam. Like, this was something that's actually been introduced by this president here. And you see in his last year, let me just read this real quick. The United States dropped 26,171 bombs last year, 3,027 more than in 2015, according to an analysis of Defense Department data from the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR. A nonpartisan think tank, the majority of the bombs were dropped in Iraq and Syria. The United States leads an international coalition fighting the Islamic State group in both countries and has carried out air operations in an attempt to reduce the area controlled by the terrorist organizations. So again, you know, this order out of chaos. We see all of these chaotic events that are going on, you know, in the United States and around the world. And real quick, just to kind of throw a little global spin on this, this was in Turkey. The first one was in Iraq, and then they had a car bombing in Turkey. Check this out. It says here, this was in Iraq. It says at least 9 people have been killed in Baghdad on January 5th in what appears to be a renewed assault by the Islamic State, ISIS, on civilian Shia targets in the Iraqi capital. The car, which was packed with explosives, was parked close to a fruit and vegetable market in the Shia area of Baghdad when it exploded, killing 7 civilians and 2 policemen. At least 15 others were injured, police and medical sources told the Associated Press. Now, again, we know, you know, these little terrorist organizations and stuff like that are funded by, you know, and allowed to operate, you know, by Jewish Mossad, CIA spooks, you know what I'm saying, Delta Force operatives, and the whole like. And, you know, hey, Al-Qaeda, that whole terrorist network was trained by the United States. So, I mean, these aren't just conspiracy theories. These are actual conspiracy facts. And that's what's so sad about it. I'd like to read something from let me see if I can find that. Man, you know what? I think it's in that other book, and I cannot find that book for the life of me. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, never mind.
While you find that book, Aki, I mean, it just takes me back, man. Like, I'm just really taken aback by thinking about how, you know, just circling back to the airplane, leaving the Florida airport tonight or leaving the United States, all the planes would have been Laden family when they left. You know, don't you know if I was charged with murder and the police wanted me for murder and I was on the run and they couldn't find me, do you think they'd let my mama, daddy, my sister, and my cousin leave Detroit?
Hey, they denied those four bruises in Chicago bail. Right.
Yeah, exactly. 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 So this Bin Laden is supposedly wanted for killing over 3,000 people in one day. No one knows where he's at, but he's going to let all his relatives leave. Who could possibly know where he's at? You know what I mean? It's just the games they play, man. And just put it right in your face. It's just a slap in the face is what it is, you know? And then you mentioned in the bombs, how Obama dropped more bombs his last year of presidency than in 2015, how he's introduced drone warfare, but he's still a Nobel Peace Prize winner, how he just got the wool over our people's eyes. I talked to some of my people about Obama, and they still tell me, he's the best president we had. What has he done for you? What has he done for you, Hebrew? You. I can never get a straight answer. He did a lot. Okay. And then leave the conversation alone, man. It just amazes me how fooled, you know, people, especially ours, those of the Hebrew nation, how they are, how easily the wool can be pulled over their eyes, man. You know? Like you said, this is what is it, order out of chaos? What's the old saying? There's a method to my madness. You know what I mean? When people are talking, you know, I mean, that's exactly what's happening right now. There's truly a method to all this madness. And it's working.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because there was, and I think this was, I don't know if this was today or not, but this was in Zion, Illinois, and it says a Dairy Queen store owner in Zion allegedly called a woman racial slurs in front of her children Wednesday afternoon, authorities said, sparking calls for a weekend protest of the fast food restaurant. The incident gained traction on social media after the woman, and I'm going to mess this woman's, I'm going to mess her name up, Deanira, it's spelled Deanira. So would that be Diana? You know what? I just spelled it. I'm sorry. I can't say it. Ford of Tinley Park posted an account on Facebook describing her version of the verbal exchange and subsequent interaction with the police. Ford, who is biracial, says she did not receive her full order and asked for a refund after she was told she could not get the rest of it. The 21-year-old Ford alleged that when she asked for a refund of her $5, the store owner, who is white, called her and her children racial slurs. But you see, and again, this stuff is nothing new. We've been exposed to this type of treatment since we got here in this country. You know what I'm saying? And so, again, getting back to what we were talking about before, when you see these women and men who, you know, who have that fury of God in them, you know what I'm saying, and they're going buck wild, they're going crazy, you know what I'm saying, it's up to us. We who know, we have to get out there and we have to show them the way. We have to show them the light, you know what I'm saying, just like Yehoshua the Messiah said, you got to let your light shine, man. Now more than ever, brothers and sisters, as they continue to increase the chaos in order to bring about their one world order, you know what I'm saying, we have to prepare for the true new world order, the coming of Messiah Yahushua, and we have to spread that good news, like it says in the book of Matthew 24, we have to spread that good news to the four corners of the globe. That's our mandate. That's our job. You know, that's what our does. You know what I'm saying? We're bringing the true order in, and man, we really don't have time to be, you know what I'm saying, to be fooling around, you know?
Karen.
Hey, did you hear about this? This was not really changing gears, but this is from more of a scientific thing. This says here, will the mysterious shadow planet Nibiru obliterate Earth in October? They're talking about October of this year, October of 2017. Now, we all know about Nibiru. I was just really surprised that they actually mentioned it, you know, Nibiru. And, you know, this was from the Washington Post. And I'll just read a snippet of it real quick. It says here, if all goes according to wild conjecture, planet Earth and the planet Nibiru are set to collide in autumn. Twin cosmic shooters in a game of apocalyptic marbles. Nibiru is playing for keeps, bringing sinkholes, firestorms, and the general annihilation of life as we know it. As with many conspiracy theories, though, this one has a fatal factual flaw. The closest thing Nibiru has to an existence was a cameo in a 2013 Star Trek film. There is not, in reality, a planet called Nibiru boldly zooming through our solar frontier. And see, that's what's so interesting about it, because they've really been trying to keep this thing under wraps for, man, as long as I could remember. You know, where right. like they had YouTube videos and stuff like that of this planet Nibiru. I mean, heck, ancient, of course, you know, it was most famously made known by the Sumerians, who actually had a detailed sketch, you know, on the tablets that they had, a detailed sketch of, you know, our planetary system with Nibiru. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, these are the people who, you know, who were in contact with the Anunnaki. You know what I'm saying? These are the people who, you know, this, you know, where all of, and it's funny how they put Star Trek in there, because again, Star Trek, Star Wars, all of these, Alienation, all of these films about, you know what I'm saying, extraterrestrials were inspired, thanks in part by, you know, these ancient tales of, you know what I'm saying, fallen ones. Ancient aliens wouldn't even be without the tales of the Anunnaki. You know, all of these science fiction writers, you know what I'm saying? What's his name? Anisimov. I can't even think of him right now. But all of those, you know, science fiction writers back in the day and even today have been inspired by this very tale. So the very fact that they're still trying to keep this thing under wraps, man, I bet this planet is a lot closer than they're actually letting on. And it would not surprise me, again, if you wake up one day and you see, lo and behold, you know, the real visitors are here.
Yeah, the real Independence Day. You see the ship outside, like Will Smith in Independence Day. You walk outside with Vivica, it's like, oh boy, what is that? You know. But on that same topic, there was an article I was reading in the Daily Star, the Daily Star, from January 4th. On this Nibiru, conspiracy theorists have been warning a massive planet called Planet X or Nibiru will wipe out life on Earth for some time. Now, a paranormal researcher claims to have combined astronomy, scientific research, and the Bible to calculate the date of the apocalypse. In his book, Planet X, the 2017 arrival, author David Mead says the killer planet will first appear this September, and it will crash into Earth the following month. So, you know, double back on that October there. According to Mead, Planet X is actually a star with 7 planets and moons, including Nibiru orbiting it. The so-called truther explains, we haven't spotted Planet X or Nibiru yet, as they are approaching from a different angle above the South Pole. He said, this makes observations difficult unless you're flying at a high altitude over South America with an excellent camera. Overwhelming evidence suggests the alien star system will approach from the south to the north and then loop back around, Mead claims. Man, so I mean, there's a lot of information right in there that they threw in there, you know. First, I was going to pass from the south, you know, and go through the north. I mean, we know who, you know, who plans to set their throne up in the north, right? You know what I mean? And so there's a man, some things are sticking out here, man. You know what I mean? The alien star with, you know, seven planets, you know, orbiting it and whatnot. I mean, there's some things we can pick apart here, man. This is a pretty interesting arc. I'm gonna have to forward this one to you.
Came because instantly off the bat, you know, in science, you know what I'm saying, just looking at this, you know, let's look at it, let's take it at face value, you know, when have you ever heard of stars moving?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? In science, when have you ever heard of stars moving? Stars don't move. You know, they don't move like that. You know what I'm saying? They don't move around and, you know, they're basically, you know, stationary. You know, it's the planets that, you know, according to science now, it's planets that orbit around the sun, right? Or that orbit around certain, star, you know, the planets orbit around the stars, right? This is how, you know, with their little NASA, according to what they say now, you know what I'm saying? Again, we know NASA, you know, the Hebrew word for deception, right? So again, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, when have you ever heard of stars moving? But, you know, let's just say, you know, let's look at this thing on the spiritual, you know, this thing, you know, a Death Star, you know what I'm saying? Or like, you know, like on Star Wars, you know what I'm saying? They call the Death Star the Planet Destroyer, right? You know what I'm saying? And then this Death Star has seven planets orbiting around it, right? You know what I'm saying? Who's to say that this isn't the Intergalactic Federation coming? You know, because there, you know, there have been, you know, and there are, you know what I'm saying, people who have, you know, said to have, you know, had relationships or, you know, with these particular beings called the Raelians, you know, or the reptiles or, you know, whatever the case. You've actually had some, you know, what they call them, truthers or whatever. Phil Schneider is one who comes to mind immediately when I think about it. Man, I can't think of the other dude. William Cooper. Yeah, William Cooper is another one who talks about a relationship. You know, talks about a secret relationship that the United States has had with both he and Phil Schneider, talks about a relationship that the United States has had with certain extraterrestrial beings, or as William Cooper calls them, EBEs, or extra biological entities. You know, so all of these things have been, you know, spoken about. And the fact that this cat said that he used astronomy, the Bible, and what else now, science or whatever?
Yeah, scientific research, astrology, the Bible, combine astronomy, scientific research, and the Bible to calculate the date of the apocalypse.
Okay. But, you know, we know that there's not going to be any apocalypse, so I'm not even paying attention to that. But what I am paying attention is to the date that he's talking about where this thing is supposed to enter into our terrestrial system. You know, because, again, as we look on our spiritual timeline, we do know that the fallen must reemerge before all of mankind. You know what I'm saying? The return of the gods, you know? And, I mean, see, that's what I'm saying, man. We really have to, you know, keep our eyes open. There is going to be a ton of things to take place. You know, and we hadn't even talked about the release of the children of Israel from our 400-year captivity here in the United States to come
well,
into 2019.
He kind of touches on that a little bit too, Aki. Nee claims the book of Revelation in the Bible says when Nibiru will reveal itself. Revelation chapter 12. Verses 1 through 2 speaks of a sign in heaven of a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. Using computer models of the movement of the stars and planets, Mead claims this will match the astral alignment on September 23rd. He's kind of using the description of the woman, the 12 stars, we know as Israel, using us as a calendar almost for the alignment of Nibiru.
Interesting. Yeah, but what's really interesting about that is, of course, we know that's talking about us, you know what I'm saying, you know, fleeing into the wilderness. you know, and, you know, because it, you know, when it talks about the dragon, you know, it talks about him drawing a third of the stars, you know what I'm saying? And, man, it's just, it's really interesting, man. That's why we really, you know, we have to, you know, be at the forefront of these things as the nation of Israel, you know what I'm saying? As the people of the book. Because if we're the people of the book, then we should have understanding of the book, and we should be the ones speaking about the prophecies of the book. You know, if it's one thing that really, you know, that really upsets me, is that we as the children of Israel, you know, we're too often we sit back and let those who are not qualified to talk about Scripture, you know, talk about Scripture. You know what I'm saying? And not only talk about the Scripture, but claim to, you know, they claim to, you know, to have understanding of the Scripture, man. We have to be, you know what I'm saying? That's our book, you know, and it's really sad. And, man, this thing has been like, EC showed me this yesterday, man. This is, and again, I'm going to post this in the chat room, man. I really wish I could kind of take this, but it's embedded into the the website, but they actually have something called literacy tests, and you can go to blackthen.com, and it says, take the challenge. Would you have been able to pass the literacy test given to black voters during the Jim Crow era? And it's a series of Kane. Yeah, it says here, below are scans of actual literacy tests given to black voters by the state of Louisiana in the 1960s. As Slate points out, there was little room for befuddlement. The test was to be taken in 10 minutes, and a single wrong answer meant a failing grade. Careful readers will note the irony of typos in the test. You know, and so really, I'm just going to read a couple of these. It says here, check this out. These are actual questions. Draw a line around the number or letter of this sentence. What? Draw a line under the last word in this line. What? Cross out the longest word in this line. Draw a line around the shortest word in this line. Circle the first letter of the alphabet in this line. What? Space below, draw three circles, one inside, engulfed by each other. I'm like, what does this have to do with voting? I don't understand. You know, but you see,
exactly,
these things were done, you know what I'm saying, to damage the psyche of the Israelite. And I mean, we're going all the way back to slavery days now. You know what I'm saying? We had to be indoctrinated. We had to be made slaves. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's so profound, that movie, the Nat Turner movie. He said, slaves are made. You got to make a slave. You know, just like in the Willie Lynch letter, how to make a slave. You know, because this institution of slavery was very unique. You know what I'm saying? Because of what was done to the psyche of the Israelite man and Israelite woman. So much so that most of us have Stockholm syndrome, and we don't want to separate from this way of life. We love playing the help. You know what I'm saying? We love playing the, you know, the sidekick and the, you know, and the mammy crone and the, you know, and the buffoon and the sambo. Many of us love to play the sambo. You know what I'm saying? But now Yah is calling for us to separate ourselves, and we're being shown now more than ever. Upon, again, as we draw upon the relief of our captivity here in these United States, the line is being drawn in the sand, and we have to separate ourselves because the world, all of creation, literally waits on the children of Israel, you know?
Okay, absolutely, man. Wow, like you said, you know, you have to make a slave. You know, Yah says, Yah said in Deuteronomy 28:48, therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies, which Yah shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst, and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Man, so we came off those boats in August of 1619. and that yoke of iron, the physical yoke rather, was taken off, what, 1864 Emancipation Proclamation? It took that time span, 200 and some odd years, 250 some odd years, to destroy you, to break you. You know, that's how strong your spirit is, Israel. That's how strong that blood is that's running through your veins is, Israel. It took that long to destroy you, you know, to break you. Like, you know, they put you in a CIA training camp, and they torture you, and they figure out how long it would take for you to break, so we'll know how many days we got before we have to get to you. You know, it took you that amount of years, over two centuries, to actually be broken, you know. And even now, look, you know, by the power of Yah, you're beginning to come back to life, you know. That just speaks to the strength of our nation and to how much better we should be doing, how much, when we're perfect, how much power and how much esteem we will have ruling this world in righteousness.
Okay. Hallelujah. Yep, that's the goal, fam. That's the goal. So, hey, man, you know, order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. I got one last article that I want to share. And again, you know, just keeping on the lines of Matthew chapter 24 and just, you know, talking about all of the, you know, us coming upon these times of persecution. It's been updated, you know, since, but it came out, I want to say, roughly, this was June 22nd when this article came out, but it's called The Inevitable War, The Inevitable War Between the United States and China. And it says here, roughly about 15 years ago, a Chinese fighter pilot was killed when he collided with an American spy plane over the South China Sea. The episode marked the start of tensions between Beijing and Washington over China's claim to the strategic waterway. So in May, when two Chinese warplanes nearly crashed into an American spy plane over the same area, many in China felt a familiar sense of nationalist outrage. Most Chinese people hope China's fighter jets will soon shoot down the next spy plane, wrote the Global Times, China's official nationalist mouthpiece. Though little talked about in the West, many Chinese officials have long felt that war between Washington and Beijing is inevitable. A rising power, the thinking goes, will always challenge the dominant one. Of course, some analysts dismiss this idea. The cost of such a conflict would be too high, and the United States, which is far stronger militarily, would almost certainly win. Yet history is riddled with wars that appeared to make no sense. And the article actually goes on, but I just want to stop right there. See, brothers and sisters, we got a lot of stuff to keep our eyes on. You know, and it's funny because it said it's not publicized here. Go ahead.
No, I mean, just the arrogance, man. Of course, some analysts dismiss this idea. The cost of such a conflict would be too high, and the U.S., which is far stronger militarily, would almost certainly win.
Yep.
We didn't even win the Vietnam War. The U.S., rather, didn't even win the Vietnam War. That's
an
unresolved conflict. You know, went over there, and Charlie mopped the soldiers, man. My uncle was over there. They just told me how
the Korean War
was.
The Korean War is about the same, too. You know, ended in armistice. It's technically not over. It's just a ceasefire.
Yeah, exactly. It's like two people just fighting, and it's like you just fight till you're tired, and you just walk away from each other. No one won. You know what I mean? You're evenly matched.
Right.
But there's no clear winner. So how can they just sit up here and just say, hey, the U.S. will clearly, undoubtedly win? How? These major wars are
and
not
And I think
even
China
won.
Has a billion-man army, right?
Yes.
Doesn't China have a billion? Okay.
They can assemble, from what articles I've read, a 200 to 300 man army. They can assemble that. They don't have that actively right now, but they can assemble that. And so even if you have way more military technology, so on and so forth, they still got military technology and weapons as well, and they're training as well. They can send wave after wave after wave of their actual men onto the shores of the United States, and they can match man for man the actual population, never mind the military, the actual population of the United States.
Okay. Okay. And what's interesting is there's been a silent war going on with the United States and China for years anyway, you know, with the lead paint and the poisonous toys and stuff like that. So there's been some back and forth anyway. But again, like you were saying, just to speak on the arrogance of Mystery Babylon, you know, this is this anti, you know, anti-American sentiment, it's not going anywhere. You know, and again, as we're talking about, you know, prophecy and we're talking about the scriptures being fulfilled, Mystery Babylon is going to be destroyed in 1 hour by all of her enemies. You know, so you can see the beginnings of this, you know, just writing people off and saying, we don't perceive them as a threat and so on and so forth. Yeah, all of that, man. All of that.
Right. Yeah. And Donald Trump in office, you know, one of the main things he ran on was, hey, how China is outdoing the country, how China is, you know, lowering or changing the, I think the exact words he used, but basically their money, you know, we purchase goods and services from them, they change it, you know, to a lower denomination, a lower amount. I know I'm kind of paraphrasing here. But when it comes to our money, our debt, our trade, we kind of keep things fair over here in the U.S., whereas China kind of manipulates their currency. That's what I'm looking for. They manipulate their currency when it comes to trade with the U.S. To their advantage. So he wants to go over there and stop all that and make things fair, man. I mean, you know, he may be the spark to kind of get that popping too, man.
Okay, would not surprise me. We got to keep our eyes open, you know, or if he even gets into office, you know what I'm saying? And again, kind of bringing this conversation full circle, the situation with Russia and Vladimir Putin, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, the United States is really hard pressed, you know, or the current administration that's in office right now is really hard pressed to, you know, bring about, you know, some type of result with accusing the constant accusations, you know, saying that Russia has something to do with, you know, this current election. And so if that is, you know, perceived to be as an act of war, then bam, you know what I'm saying? You have this country in a de facto state of war and, you know, the election is suspended.
Hey, and could be fighting against two fronts, against China and Russia. My, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, again, remember in the book of Revelations, when it talks about that Malachim, you know what I'm saying, and those four Malachim, right, they're going to stir up those four nations. Those four nations are Africa, you know what I'm saying, Africa, Russia, China, and I want to say Iran is that fourth one. So, I mean, man, this is nothing to play with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this we have to keep our eyes open, and we have to, you know, we have to understand everything and to see everything that's going on, and to pray to Yah for understanding and discernment, you know, as we see these things, you know, come to fruition in our face. You know what I'm saying? We have to, you know, we gotta pray for understanding, man, because ready or not, here it's coming. You know, it's going to happen. So, you know, hey, I'm praying that I am on the right side of prophecy. Not Iran, but the Arab nations. I wanted to make that correction.
Yeah.
So you have the Arab nations, yeah, the Chinese,
Syria,
the
Iran,
Africans,
all those.
Russia. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're seeing, you know what I'm saying, we're seeing this war on the Arab nations in general anyway. You know, with all of this, every attack is it a threat from ISIS? Is it a threat from ISIS? Is it, you know, is it against, you know, is it against, you know, Christendom? You know, so we're definitely seeing
right.
an increase in that.
Right.
But, man, I keep reading, man, we got about 60 seconds left, man. This has definitely been a good show, you know. I lost track of time, man. I didn't even know that we was up against the clock that much.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been a really good show, and just kicking it with y'all, kicking it with the fam. I do apologize for my tardiness, fam, at the beginning of the show. Had some things I had to take care of, but you know, glad I was able to jump in, jump on, and definitely been a blessed show. And hey, just felt like just a conversation, man, that you know, we need to have to get some things off our chest, you know.
Kane, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, hey, fam, y'all know how we do, man. May y'all bless you. May he guide you. May he guide you. May y'all make his face to shine upon you and to show favor to you. May y'all lift his beautiful face upon you all and give you all peace. In the name of Yahushua the Messiah, who is Prince of Peace. Hey, till next we meet, fam. May y'all bless. May y'all bless. May y'all bless. Shabbat shalom.